You know what? I something. My
All
company
right, today's
blocked
lunch
it
menu
from
is from Chaim Elizev Shishai, and then the Arif Kmes Maisha Israel. So yeah, I can turn on the recording, and then it all stops. And so Menachem Mar Maisha, we're supposed to Shleim Chaim Maisha Malkim, and Brachma Sar Malkim, and Yitzchak Pegel Din, and it's supposed for all of those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Now everybody who's watching on the video is wondering what was going on before the recording started. Well, holding Siman Reisha Ayin Vav, we are up to Sif Hey. Hopefully we'll finish this today, tomorrow. So we are talking about, once again, having Hana from work, a malacha that an Eden Yehudi did for a Yid. Doesn't make a difference which Yid, if he did a Daraisa, even if he wasn't asked to do it, Chama made it a Kani, and now I have another from it. And we went through this whole siman. We saw where there were certain exceptions to the rule and where there were certain leniencies and where there weren't. Says the Mechaber, Ba'aretz Karis, in the cold weather cities, countries. You're allowed to have the guy make a madura to light the fireplace, light the heater, the boiler for the ketanim. We'll see a little bit what that means. The gedolim can have hanar from can heat from that too, since again this goes back to the basic premise that if the oifen that the guy lit the fire or lit the candle was an oifen that was mutter, that then the takana of not having hana does not apply, and therefore you're allowed to have hana from it. So it all goes back to when the malacha happened. Was that a malacha that you were allowed to have the guy do? Mutter im hakar gadol. If it's extremely cold, then you're also allowed to do it. The achrayim discussed this greatly. It's very hard to determine what does that mean. The kar gadol, let's say it's very cold. How cold is that, right? What does that mean? There's some sheet that's brought down. I see over here in the Shaul's Tshuvas, Ar Litzion, he brings down that it has to be so cold that outside something would freeze, right? That would be very cold. Others say that it has to be so cold that you're choishish that it can bring you to Chas V'Shalom, get sick. On the other hand, you have the Aruch HaShulchan who says there really is no number because every person is different. So it has to be, each person has to determine, does he feel proper that this is a kar gadol that you're allowed to have a guy do it for you. Shehakol cholam, now what's the concept? Because remember, we said that when it comes to a cholam, you're allowed to ask a guy to do something. So he says, shehakol cholam, it's a kar. Everybody's considered a cholam when it comes to car cold. Not like those who go ahead and they are makel, even if it's not so cold, they're just a little bit uncomfortable that they go light it. So let's see the Mishnah. Then they rely on this heter. It's 68 degrees. Nobody's gonna get sick. It's a little uncomfortable. Put on a sweater, right? So people say, oh, we have to. We hear this a lot. People say, oh, you can tell the guy to do it because hakol chayla meitzel akar. Hakol chayla meitzel akar, what he's telling us is that is when it's truly cold that it can get you sick, or it's really cold, not just because it's slightly uncomfortable. Let's see in Shavur, last of the Duvah, who had Dilma has a kind of as a charif to the oven that heats up the house. Umatar magdalen writes a line, as we explained, cave and they can nice of a shulakatanim canal besivalef. Since the main reason the guy lit it was because you have young children in the house. But what happens if the guy did it for both the adults and the children? As which we're going to get more into later on. Amir Lakim, Sivav the Aser. So it only works because the same concept like we had when he lit it for himself. He lit it for himself, then you'll not have enough. But if he lit it for himself and for you, then it was problematic. It had to be that the whole lighting was in an oifen of heter. Mutter writes, I feel like my first Shabbos last week. You'll have to even tell Amir Lakim for the Ketanim to go ahead and light the fire. Godel, the Godel's the Malafach, and Derech HaDan with Star, Kolkach. He says, generally, adults are able to handle a little chilliness much better than children. So the level of how cold does it have to be that you can tell the guy to light the fire or light the boiler for the children is not as cold as it is come to Gedalim. It's a whole separate discussion. We're not going to get into that over here. Is lighting a boiler today, is that really considered a Daraisa or the Rabbanan. It's a grama of a daraisa, right? Because we're turning on the thermostat, which is causing if he has to go light the pilot, so then you're telling him to do a daraisa, that's for sure. But if you're just telling him to turn on the thermostat, is that so? It's a grama, really. Amirul Akam of a grama is also aser, but it's questionable. Is it more kuladik than just lighting a fire? Shehakol chaylum. Everyone's considered a chaylum when it comes to kol. Mikol makom, lahasik acham mincha b'shabbos sheilam matzah shabbos aser. You know, so many things people rely on. There's a lot of kulas. They don't realize they're stepping over the line. He says to go tell the guy in the middle of mincha time, Shabbos afternoon, can you light the boiler? Because it's cold, and we were going to lie on this heter of hakol chayla meitzel akar, the heat's not going to make a difference until it's already after bein hashmashah. So you're telling the guy to do something that you're only going to have that's only going to happen after Shabbos. So it doesn't help you, and therefore you can't do it. Plus, it's not as cold then. You're just really telling him to light it because you know it's about to get very cold. So the guy comes in to light up, to heat up the house. When it's still Shabbos afternoon, because he doesn't want to come back at night, you have to stop him from doing it. In the call, Makam, how to tell you, Lafi, Akar, Lafi, Besachar. Everything depends on each situation. Eitzel, Akar, Vetzarek, Lahacham, Vajayim, Abcham, Shim, Zmanim, Shabbos, Lafnei, and Yehudi. You have to go ahead, if you're going to tell the guy to light it on Shabbos, you have to prepare everything before. Kiyas Yisrael, Lafal, Tum, Shabbos, Lachin, Lafan. If you yourself cannot go bring the coals to light on Shabbos, they're muksa. So you have to make sure to prepare them before Shabbos. V'loi Chayis, we said, not like those who are noyik to be very makel in this, even when it's not so cold. We call Malcolm and Limchas Behem. He says the mutiv, we had this concept earlier on in this simon. If you have those that are telling the guy anyway, the mutiv, there are those people who don't know the difference between if it's very cold, if it's not very cold. They learned this one line that hakol chayla meitzel akar. So they think that when it comes to cold, I can tell the guy to do whatever I want. So, but if you're going to go tell them not to, they're going to continue doing it. So right now they're a shaygig. By you telling them not to, they're going to become amazed. So what do you gain out of telling them? Of course, if you're talking about a person that you know that it's time, he just doesn't know. And if you tell him that what he's doing is the wrong thing, he's going to listen. Of course, then you don't say mutav she shaygig him because it's better he should be nothing. He shouldn't be a shaygig. He shouldn't be amazed. So of course you should go ahead and you should tell them. He's talking about over here in a case where you're chayshish that the person is not going to listen to you. She'ein akar gadol when it's not so cold. V'akol panim yizhar shelo loymalei b'Shabbos ahasik lasas hamadura. They should. It's better. You should not be telling the guy on Shabbos, especially not for adults, that he should light the fire. Ela yiktsi imay b'kablonis sheyaskal koni ma'isachar beishi yikar. Says the best thing is you hire a guy and say you're in charge of lighting my fire all year round. Okay. So back then you needed somebody who would come right to. Maybe some of you remember back in the day, the public schools had still had the coal burners. They used to have all those metal garbage cans outside with the coal, right? So it was a job, somebody's job all year round. Had to make sure to keep those boilers going. So he says, rather than saying I'm hiring you for Shabbos, which is a much bigger problem, firing someone directly for Shabbos, you hire a kablanis. You have the heterim of that it's bahavla and all those, and he's doing it all to the nafshe because he could really have done it early. He could have done it later. All these different terms, of course, you should try to incorporate all those things if you know you're going to need this. But if he lights it even when it's not so cold, which really you couldn't have told him, so you wouldn't have to leave your house. We discussed this. Now, what about lighting air conditioning? Okay, so it's Shabbos and not lighting, turning on your air conditioning. It's Shabbos, and you realize you forgot to turn on the air conditioning, and it's the middle of the summer, and it's extremely, extremely hot. We're not talking about that again. The same thing. If it's slightly warm, okay, no reason to tell the guy to do it. Is that the same thing like? Is that the same thing? Like we have with lighting the boiler, right? So we just said that if it's extremely cold, right? We don't know what extremely cold means, but if it's extremely cold, clearly it's so cold that it can make somebody sick, right? So you ought to go ahead and tell the guy to go ahead and light it. Of course, you should try to do it in a way that makes it the least amount of problems. Do remiza, tell them beforehand, kablanis, all these other eitzes. But what happens if you didn't turn on the air conditioner? And now it's extremely, extremely hot. Very, very, not just uncomfortable, but very, very hot. So I'm just going to read over here from the Minchas Yitzchak. Yishalmi. He brings Sheyosa Yesh Lehispalo Linotzel Michoy Mikar. The Yishalmi says that when we come to daven, we should daven more. That right, we know that extreme heat can make us sick, Chas v'Shalom, and extreme cold can make us sick. He said we should daven more about the extreme heat. Okay, now the concept is that cold you can put on layers of clothing. Heat you can't. That's part of it. People today are used to being warm. So that why is considered that everybody is a choyla etzel cold because tzina, because we got used to having warm houses, right? If you live in a very cold area, and back in the olden times they had fireplaces, they had ways of heating their house. But in general, it was colder than it is today. But our body got used to being much warmer. In Cain, who had been legabichoy, when it comes to heat, shekivin shehorgalu kara atzma, we got used to having air conditioning. We become extremely to the point that we get break out of rashes. We get sick. Shekivin now he says more. Shekivin who rak isadarabana, turning on the air conditioning. He brings out his Isra'ban. Now we got to remember, we got a problem because the Chazanish holds that it's a Daraisa. But most of the Paiskim hold that Be'etzem turning on the air conditioner, although 100% Aser, is really only a Darabanan. Because that and it falls into a big question is what is connecting a current, making a current go, right? Heating up the wires. Is that considered fire? Is that considered not? So the Chazanish held that it's a Daraisa. Others hold, right, that it's not. Even the spark and came layman and a had like a ma'avi who rak shvus to shvus. Right? Because of Shulchan Aruch, she beshvus to shvus mutter b'makom tzar. Okay, so the Menchasiyot talk, this was the Menchasiyot, I'm sorry, this was the Menchasiyot, yes. So the Menchasiyot says that if it's extremely hot, right, he has all these tzerufim, it's a shvus to shvus, it's where chayla eitzel chayim, and therefore you would be allowed to. Okay, so there we have the Menchasiyot. Me'idach, b'shal shtubis ar l'tziyan, also, last can he says you're not allowed to. Okay, he holds that number one. He says that this whole Yishalmi is not that we can withstand cold more than heat. He says we can withstand heat more than cold, but it's easier to solve the problem of heat. So therefore, you should you and then it's easier to solve the problem of cold because you can layer up, like I said. Therefore, daven that you shouldn't have heat. Daven, if anything, you should have cold versus heat, because it's easier to deal with heat with cold than it is to deal with heat. But not that we are considered a bigger chayla by heat than we are by chayim. Obviously, cold will make us sicker. Okay, so that's already another second. So we have a big machlokes between the modern day Paiskim as to whether or not telling the guy to turn on the air conditioning, would that fall under the same category as telling the guy to turn on the heat on Shabbos, right? Which in an extreme situation would be allowed. And on the flip side, we have Ramesha and we have the Arletzia and we have others that say that it is not the same and not allowed to do it. We also have the Chazanish that holds that it's Daraisa. So definitely, it's not something that is so pasha to do. If you have such a situation, you got to ask a competent local Orthodox rabbi. Okay, we'll stop over here. And the Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we are going to start with Siman Reish Ayin Zayin.
All right.